the floor.
Thank you for giving me a chance to speak today. My name is Lakshmi Das. Today I will be speaking to you about the situation of Dalit women and girls in Bangladesh. Caste discrimination affects more than 206 million people worldwide, mostly living in South Asia. It involves huge violation of civil, political, economic, social and cultural rights. Caste system divides people into unequal social groups. Those at the bottom are considered impure. These communities call themselves Dalits. Bangladesh has a population of 107 million people, and it is one of the least developed countries in the world. The Department of Social Welfare shows there are around 6.8 million Dalits living in Bangladesh. However, according to Dalit NGOs, this number is likely much higher. Dalit communities have the lowest position. Cut between the caste and patriarchy, Dalit women face multiple forms of discrimination and violence due to caste and gender. This form of discrimination makes them particularly vulnerable. Dalit communities themselves often place severe restriction on women's rights, mobility and freedom, particularly in relation to marriage. Caste-based discrimination includes practice of untouchability, which comes from the idea that different caste groups have different standards of purity and pollution. These untouchability practices are imposed by the dominant caste of the both Hindu and Muslim communities and can include refusal of entry to public space. At tea stall, Dalits are forced to bring a cup along with them because the cup they use is considered polluted. If Dalit challenges this practice, they often face violence. Historically, Dalit have been excluded from education, so most Dalit women are illiterate and have no formal education. In school, Dalit children cannot sit together with other children, are forced to clean the toilets, and face abuse from both students and teachers. A 2019 survey shows that very few Dalit girls go to school. Of the girls that finish primary education, 95.8% of girls do not complete secondary level and very few achieve higher education. So Dalit women are trapped in their caste profession, doing cleaning or street sweeping. They faced regular abuse from both employers and the public. Dalit women can also be forced into situation be bonded labor or slavery likely condition. If a Dalit woman can find other work, she will often face sexual harassment by dominant caste people in the workplace. Bangladesh is highly vulnerable to climate change and natural disaster. Dalits are not included in any specific national policies on risk reduction programs. This affects Dalit and especially Dalit women as they are often excluded from receiving information regarding the available services to cope with disaster risks. So they have no preparedness knowledge about climate adaptation. During disaster, Dalit face caste-based discrimination when trying to access shelter or relief and rehabilitation program. If Dalit are allowed into shelter, the dominant caste people force them to sit in dirty place or tell them, "You are Dalit and you are untouchable, so should isolate yourself to make the shelter pure." Many Dalit women are at the risk of sexual exploitation in this disaster shelter. Women in Dalit communities are often victims of rape, gang rape, sexual harassment, forced conversion, and forced marriage. They are also victims of trafficking and forced labor, but Dalit women rarely see justice. People who commit these crimes often get away with it, as Dalit women are unaware of their rights or do not have money for lawyer. There is a shortage of safe drinking water and healthy sanitation in the place where Dalits live. In sweeper colonies, there are 3 or 4 toilets for every 40 to 50 householders. Women in Dalit communities often have limited access to local services like maternal health, family planning, or other health services. Pregnant mother and children suffer from malnutrition due to lack of information. These are the main causes of maternal death. Local doctors will not touch a Dalit patient and will stand away at the distance without properly examining them. Recommendation for the Government of Bangladesh, we ask all stakeholder members, state and treaty bodies to take the following up with the country whenever they can. First of all, the Government of Bangladesh should ensure the census includes Dalits. Thus, they should enact and implement the Anti-Discrimination Act. Government of Bangladesh should address Dalit women and girls' health services. A special cell should be set up in Ministry of Women and Children to take action against Dalit women violence.